Hello.
Yep.
Nothing. No responses yet, and nobody's answering their phones.
Okay.
I'm working on
it.
No, I did not. I've been answering phones and stuff. I did not call them all, but I'm working on it.
Okay, Tara, we have to figure out a way that when we do one thing, we focus.
I understand, but I'm also doing emergency staffing and answering the phones and sending out the emails. I mean, I'm doing the staffing.
Okay, but did you go through all those patients from this morning from Yona?
Not yet. Not all of them, because
so we have to figure out a way
how
to prioritize.
I have three of them. I know, but everything's a priority, it seems. Every time I'm working on something, someone comes over, do this, or...
Who's pulling you?
You.
Okay, so I'm one person. Who else is pulling
you?
Yeah,
no, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, if everything's an emergency, then nothing's an emergency. Like,
Sarah, we spoke at 9-something this morning.
I understand, but I also have patients that have no caregivers that
okay,
I needed to staff
so
also.
I asked you to call 9 people at 9:30 and 5 people at 1:30.
Yes.
That I asked you to do. Those are the only two things that I asked you to do today. Correct? Did I ask you to do anything else?
Well, the staffing. I'm working on staffing. I'm doing my job.
I know,
it's
but
frustrating.
Why
is this Lancaster case a priority over the 4 that we've had?
What?
Shouldn't we staff the ones that have been here longest, right? Isn't
that
the way?
You're talking about in coordination or in intake?
Intake.
So that's what I told you to do.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you're telling me to focus on that one private pay case. We don't even have a contract or anything.
Because that's a quick, easy yes or no. We're not going to make ourselves crazy to staff a 2-hour case. So I asked for a list of patients who are nearby.
Right.
Give me 7 names. You can give me a list of 500, a list of 7 names to call those in.
I know, but I can't call them until I – you don't understand. Like, I can't just call them and offer them a case if I don't know their background check is clear, if I don't know that they're, you know,
you
that they're eligible
names
to work. And I,
but,
and
no,
I
first of all,
things.
First of all, they're all eligible to work because they're all working. Meaning on, we have 9 cases there.
Yes, I understand, but there's backgrounds. I have to look at their how many hours they have already, where they are.
Fine, so it's 9 folks.
I know. I'm working on it. I am.
I know, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
I know, but I need to send this email, and now I need to, you know, I'm doing it. I'm sorry.
So
I'm
what's
doing
the No. So what's the time frame? Meaning, when I ask you them, what's the expectation?
But I mean, you tell
frame?
Me to call all these people in the next 10 minutes, and then in like 10 minutes is not is could be
10 minutes
two phone
not,
calls that I'm on that somebody calls me and things
who calls
happen.
You?
A lot of people call me.
So you're making a phone call. You can't pick up the phone.
Right, but what if I'm not making – what if I'm off the phone and they call me and then
you're
I'm
about
on that
to make
call?
Another
All right.
So, No. Sarah, we're not ending the call yet. You're not understanding. I want to understand what's an expected time frame, meaning at 9:30 I asked you to do something. When should I expect for it to be done?
I understand that. I'm – you can expect – I'm hoping that I can get it done within the next 15 minutes. But that may
not from now. At 9:30, if I ask you to do it, and you say, "Hey, no problem, I'm going to do it," when can I ask you for it if it was done?
You can ask me if it was done before you start giving me other things to do.
So I'm asking 5, because it's 5 hours later.
Yeah.
So you weren't able to do it in 5 hours.
Well, that's because you then sent me the other lists.
At 1:30.
All right, Judah. I mean, I don't know what more you want from me. I am doing the best that I can with
what
I have.
What I want you to do is I want you to stay focused on one task at a time.
Well, that's impossible in my job to stay focused on one task at a time. Then I would be letting everything else drop. It's not about that. But I'm doing what I can do. I'm doing the best I can. I mean, I don't know what you want from me. I really don't.
I'm asking one question. So I know if I ask you when's an expected time frame of when it should be done. That's all. Not when I say staff 15 cases. all nine caregivers. When could I expect it to be done? That's all.
It should have been done, yes. I explained that to you, that I got sidetracked. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I did explain that to you. I did apologize that I did that, that I let myself get sidetracked with the other stuff.
Okay, let's go back to that first listen this morning. Let's do that within the next 15, 20 minutes. Let me know when it's done, and then we can go on to this next thing.
Well, you know, would it be okay if I eat something maybe first?
Sure. Of course. So you want to take your lunch break now? Go for it.
Thank you.
But
I will take care of it. I'm going to work on it. I have been working on it actively.
Okay. We'll talk more later because you're not understanding what I'm trying to explain.
All right. I do understand what you're trying to tell me, but you think it's cut and dry that I can say this test should take this much time.
To qualify five people. I'm going to call all these dates and Emily right now, and I'm going to tie myself, let you know how long it took me. Okay? With five people at my door and 75 emails. Okay. It doesn't have to be something which is a fight every time I ask you to do something.
But it's not a fight every time I ask you to do something.
For 6 minutes, you're just being defensive and not understanding.
I'm being defensive because I don't think you understand. I don't think you're understanding me either.
I totally understand you.
Nobody's being understood here.
What?
So I think that no one's being understood here, apparently.
In terms of what?
Like you're saying I don't understand you. I understand what you're saying.
So,
I do, but I need you to understand that it's not like
it's 5 hours later and it wasn't done. That's what you're saying. That doesn't make any sense. That's not acceptable.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk after.
All right.